Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Party or Go Home. And today we are rocking with the King of Rock and Roll himself. Oh, yeah.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard it knocked out, jailbird sing.
Elvis made the first two appearances on April 3rd. His performance was on the deck of the USS Hancock in San Diego, which prompted screams and cheers from the audience of sailors and their dates. I'm sure their dates were screaming more. And a few days later, Elvis Presley took his band to Nashville for a recording session, and here we are, that little hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
watching the Ed Sullivan Show, and Elvis could not be filmed from the waist down. And, you know, today's standards are so much different than what they were way back when. And actually, I see here a little write-up that says on the Steve Allen Show and the first Sullivan Show appearance, the Milton Berle Show drew such high ratings that the King was booked for July 1st and appeared on the Steve Allen Show in New York. And let me see what it say. Oh, yeah, new Elvis in his white bow tie and black tail sang Hound Dog. What a great song that was. I mean, can you imagine having a recording studio in 1953, and he walks in Elvis to the offices of Sun Records, and he just wanted to record a two-sided acetate disc called My Happiness. And that's when your heartbreaks begin. So, you know, Sun Records definitely brought a lot into his life, and he told them, yeah, I sing all kinds of music, you know, and they were just so impressed when they heard him in the studio. I mean, who wouldn't be, right? So here's one of an all-time favorite. I love it.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die.
Man, the bell upstairs keep flowing, and the death clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so lonely, lonely street,
they'll never. Never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, you're so lonely. Well, you're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to
Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
You know, I drove cross country one time from California to Illinois, and I must have driven my kids nuts because I had more Elvis tapes. What, mixed in with my punk rock, of course, but I mean, every time I put on my Elvis tapes, they plug their ears. I'm sorry, kids, but you know what? I just love Elvis Presley, you know? What a great man. And, you know, my daughter, Lisa Marie, was not named after his daughter. As big of a fan of Elvis Presley's as I've always been, I did not name her after his daughter. I always loved the name Lisa, and this goes out to you, my darling daughter. And my most favorite aunt was named Marie Jorgensen. She married my Uncle Harold, my grandma's brother. So Lisa Marie became my daughter's name, and they were both born around the same time, very close in age. And I just think it's so funny because people have asked me over the years, oh, you just copied. I said, no, no, no. Come meet my Aunt Marie. And she was a very beautiful French lady. And, well, I loved going to their house for family dinners. Oh, my gosh, that side of the family is so huge. They're my side of the family that came from Denmark. And my grandma had a hard time learning English. And in those days, old Grandpa Christian Jorgensen would take the boys out in the woodshed and whoop them if they didn't speak English. So, wow, you know. So, moving on along here. Let's see what else we've got. Okay, so another Elvis favorite of everyone's. You got to hear this one. This will bring back some memories for everybody.
For the show, Rita, get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoes.
To all of you performers and people that I'm working with who, you know, need to realize that fame doesn't come overnight. You know, in January of 1954, Elvis cut a second record for Sun Records called I'll Never Stand in Your Way, and It Wouldn't Be the Same Without You. And again, nothing came of it. Not long after he failed an audition for a vocal quartet called the Songfellows. So, you know, he's quoted as saying, they told me I couldn't sing. I mean, seriously? I mean, just craziness. So, you know, today's going out as a special day for Elvis Presley. I just love his music. And we're going to end the show with a little bit of Shook Up. Hoo-hoo-hoo, yeah. Party or go home!
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up.
Okay, so all those musicians out there that are working very hard to get known, we're going to help launch your careers. And don't ever give up, because the idiots who told Elvis Presley he could not sing, boy, were they wrong. So, you know, I want you all to know I have faith in you, and I will do everything I can to promote you. And don't forget to party or go home, and we will see you next time. Later on.